Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am back with my favorite pal, Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Things are heating up out there. We needed to have Andrew back to kind of talk about where we are, what you need to be doing, and what you need to be thinking about. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Oh, well, it's always my pleasure. I just saw you this past weekend in Nashville, and there's been a lot of developments, a lot of things going on. People need to really start paying attention to what is the state of gold and silver at the moment. It seems every day things are changing, and just give us the big overview before we go into specifics.
Well, right now, gold just hit a recent high of $1,948 an ounce, which is up more than $150 an ounce in the last, say, 2.5 months. So that's a big, big move. Like, it's been since mid to late November. So, and gold's going much higher. So with gold sitting at $1,948 an ounce, we're about $125 off of the all-time high. And I believe that once we break through that all-time high, it's just gonna keep running. And I base that on two things. When the COVID shutdown started here in California back in March of 2020, gold hit $2,075 an ounce. Then it went back down about 10%. Then last year it hit $2,069 again. That tested the all-time high but didn't break through. I think this time it'll run past it.
Wow. Now, why do you think that's happening? I mean, I'm sure there's many reasons, but it does appear that it's on a run. So what factors are leading to that price rising?
I would say that the emergence of people that are starting to really understand about the central bank digital currencies. It's when we first started talking about that, like 3 months ago, we were conspiracy theorists. That's what everybody's saying. Oh, these guys are conspiracy theorists. And now it's starting to hit the mainstream media a little bit. And when they get a hold of it, then it starts to really feel like it's real. And when we get comfortable hearing it everywhere, it almost makes it to where it's more acceptable to most people, where they're not out there fighting back against it the way that we are.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. I was just talking to a farmer, and he was talking a little bit about what they're doing in that world, too. And it has to, the central bank digital currency will really hurt those people, too, because, you know, they want to track and trace everything, including cattle and fertilizer, you know, in terms of like the climate stuff with the ESG score, because people have to understand this central bank digital currency, these trackable, traceable, you know, tokens, it's not your cash. It can be turned off, but it's going to be attached to a central ESG type personal score, a social credit score. They already have this in China. It's the same people that are behind this here. You know, behind the scenes is Eric Schmidt running all the AI and all this DOD stuff and everything. He was very instrumental in putting that in China. And he's now behind the scenes in the White House working on this as well. We really have to understand that what they are talking about with the central bank digital currency is about behavior modification through your money and taking away privacy and your ability to spend and do. But the other thing, as I was talking to this farmer, is also about restricting you from getting loans, restricting you from buying certain things, from travel, from consumption in general. And I was talking to you today that I had seen a new press release from the IRS that is telling people basically that they're changing all these rules. Meanwhile, they're lowering a lot of things that really help the people under Trump. They're making, even though they're saying that they're keeping this tax credit or that tax credit, the numbers are very, very low compared to what they were just a couple years ago. And on top of that, they have a new section about digital currency, online wallets, all of this stuff that helped people decentralize and stay out of the system. They're the IRS, I guess, with their new 87,000 agents and all this stuff, is doubling down on control and lack of privacy in your finances.
Exactly. There's the only things out there that I know of that you can transfer from one person to another and have it be private are cash, you know, just the regular green dollars that aren't backed by anything real, and gold and silver. And if there's anything else out there I'd like that can be transferred and have it not be reported, I'd love to know. But I believe that those are the only things. And not all gold and silver are non-reportable. So it's important that people invest in things like pre-1933 gold and semi-collectible silver coins instead of the bars and the silver eagles and the gold Krugerrands. And we can talk to people about that when they reach out to us, but it's so important that people make the moves now to be able to diversify your portfolios and help protect against inflation and do it in a private way. Because like Mel said, when we go to the central bank digital currency, that's where they're programmable tokens where someone up there, I'm guessing it's a government, could just say, okay, well, you know, Andrew and Mel Kay have done too many gold and silver transactions this month, so let's shut them both off. And they would be able to do that. Or Andrew has spent too much time in Beverly Hills. Let's just shut it off next time he tries to park in a parking meter. It's right. We can lose very simple freedoms. It sounds ridiculous, but that's what they're trying to do. And I've even seen, you're talking about control. I've seen where that Yuval Noah Harari and separately from that, even Elon Musk with Neuralink, where they're really trying to link our brains with computers. And at some point, they'll probably make it to where you can get in trouble just for having a bad thought.
Yeah, well, that would be called Minority Report, and I have a feeling, I know for sure, I've done shows on it, that they already have that, and they have predictive policing and all this stuff, which it'll become predictive spending if we allow it. And this is not science fiction, folks. You can go to the World Economic Forum's website, look up central bank digital currency, and this is not going to be a United States thing. This is a World Bank thing. This is a globalist banking central bank digital currency. Another thing, Andrew, that I saw that people should pay attention to, geopolitically, this current Biden regime, these people that are the globalists, our country, you know what I say, we're not left and right, Republican, Democrat. We have been usurped by a public-private partnership of stakeholders. They don't hide this. The banks, as Larry Fink called it, going direct. The banks and the corporations are starting to control our behavior, skipping our Constitution and Bill of Rights, going straight to us as consumers in every aspect of our lives. So on top of all of that, they're introducing climate change and a climate emergency into the whole banking system, not just with the ESGs, but in general. My own building in New York, they shut off our gas. They're saying for 8 months, it could be whatever, because we have a low building ESG score, a D, and they need to get it up to a B. So they're putting my whole building, you have to upgrade to electric. And believe me, everyone's being assessed. But this is a long game. This is a nationwide game. It's actually a globalist game. And we the people don't want to be left behind. And foreign nations right now, people should know, Saudi Arabia, just today, Argentina and Brazil and a bunch of other nations, including all the BRICS nations, are openly saying that they're finding ways to reject the U.S. dollar internationally. And this is a lot to do with this insane foreign policy and these old like warmongers and all of this stuff going on. So we the people really have to be proactive right now. As just at the Great Reset World Economic Forum Club meeting last week, they're all in cahoots. It's not America. It is bigger than America. We, the people of America, need to take the power. We have the authority. We have a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it certainly feels like 1776 with like taxation without representation. So Andrew, on that note, what happens if the foreign governments no longer are accepting the US dollar?
That's going to make the dollar worthless. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen over time. I experienced some of that when I was in Dubai just last month, vacationing in Dubai. And it was my first day there, and I was looking to go and make a purchase, and I pulled out a wad of US dollars, and they said, oh no, we don't accept that here. I was very surprised because they just come from like Maldives and Dubai, and I've traveled most of the world, and everywhere takes dollars. That's that's always the entire world's universal currency. Really, it's gold and silver, gold more specifically. But the dollars are usually good everywhere. But really, I think that Saudi Arabia really pushing for the dollar to not be what oil trades in is really going to be like the final blow for the dollar. And being in Dubai, so close to Saudi Arabia, I feel that that's probably the reason why. But I'll tell you, they've got gold everywhere there. So
I know.
it's
Well,
a
that's
gold.
the other thing people have to pay attention to is that everywhere has sky-high reserves of gold, and that includes China and Russia and India. And right now in America, people are confused as to why the American bankers are hoarding. They're hoarding gold right now, but they're telling we the people not to buy gold. And that seems to me very obvious that there is something going on where they want us to basically blindly trust them while they are adding to their gold reserves as much as they can. But it appears the rest of the world isn't interested in selling gold to America at this point. So what's the deal with the supply and demand? Is our supply in America? I know you've been doing this 30 years, so you have lots of ways to get gold from all over the world. But what's going on with gold in America in terms of supply?
Well, right now it's actually available, so people really should be getting involved in investing in gold as soon as they possibly can, because when gold gets to its all-time high and surpasses its all-time high, then everybody is going to come out of the woodwork wanting to buy physical gold. It's going to cause another shortage like we saw in September and October of last year, and this shortage will probably be greater than the last one, and people will be waiting to receive their purchases, not just from us, but everywhere. We'll be telling people that, yeah, you paid today, you get it like 3, 4 weeks from now. And it's better to not follow the herd. It's better to just blaze your own trail and get it while you can. It's a big deal right now. You absolutely should be doing it. The supply is there, but usually it seems like when the supply is available, the only people that are out there trying to make investments in gold and silver are the people with the higher net worth, the people that can really see further down the road. But everybody should be doing it now.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I also was perusing an article today that said that there are a lot of public pensions that are insolvent. And in this last $1.7 trillion debacle, totally betrayal of we the people, people don't even understand what happened in that bill. But they were funding some of these pensions, but that can only go so far. So we have a real situation here with also 401ks, IRAs. People have them out there, and they really have to start paying attention and stop, listening, like you said, following the herd and being proactive and diversifying them now. What's the process with that? Because when you talk to people and you say like you can diversify your IRA, you can change it to gold, or it sounds like a very complicated process, but you really perfected it. You brought in people that just do that. Can you explain how people can do that? I think it's really, really important that people pay attention to the retirement funds right now.
Yeah, actually, I would like to walk people through the process of exactly how it works. So it
Great.
starts off by people reaching out to us. And once one of my associates or even myself contact you, we'll talk to you a little bit about where your retirement account is at. So if it's a 401k, and if you no longer work at that firm, then you can definitely roll that over into a precious metals IRA. As far as the fees go, okay, the fees are about $200 a year, plus $100 to have it stored. And what I say, what's stored is the physical gold and silver. It's held at a third-party depository that's completely safe and insured. That's where most of our inventory is currently at as well. So it's safe, and I've used them for over 15 years. The application is only about 5 pages long. The transfer form to get the transfer done is 3 pages long. Once we contact you, then we actually pre-fill out most of the information for you and send it to you for your signature, sometimes even by DocuSign, so you don't have to be some tech wizard to be able to fill out the forms. Once we get them back, we'll submit them to our IRA custodian, who will then contact your IRA custodian, and then they'll get the transfer done. A 401k could be done in 7 days, maybe less, maybe 10 days, where an IRA rollover works the same way, and those can be rolled over. You can roll over a portion of it or all of it. We have some people that say, for example, they might have $100,000 in an IRA. They'll roll over $50,000 and diversify with gold and silver. And then eventually they call us back and they roll over the rest of it. So it's a great process.
Right. And right now, less about for the average person, including people like me, it's less about profiting or an investment, more about protecting what you do have and making sure that it weathers the storm. I do believe we'll come out on the other side of this, but it's not going to be soon. So a lot of people ask me when I talk to them about gold and silver, like, well, where would I put it? I don't know where to put it. Now, you do send it to people fully insured. You mentioned that you can get like a gun safe or something like that. But you, what is the process if they want you to keep it and to buy, but have it in your vault?
Yeah, we actually have that streamlined quite well too. So we had an existing client that that has made cash purchases with us, and usually smaller purchases. And she called me on Thursday of last week, and she said, "I heard you talk on the Mel Kay show about a storage option." She did, and I told her that we would set her up with an account at the same storage facility that we use. It's not at our location, but it's a third-party storage facility, and it's safe. And we went ahead and did a deal with her. It's for $99,000 and change. And then we sent her the forms to get the account open, and the account's already open. And here we are, today's Wednesday. It's been 6 days. So
great.
Now we just need to get the product over there. And that transfer request has been sent over, and it's going to be sitting there until she's ready to sell it. And if she doesn't want to sell it, she can keep it there forever. The fees are just 0.5% of the value of the account per year, which is very minimal. It's insured. Right. And then when she wants to sell it back, it's all silver. She doesn't have to pack up the silver and lift it and break her back and ship it back to us. It's already at the location that we want to receive it at. So it ends up being a paper transfer, but it's not a paper investment. It's sitting there physically in a lockbox with your name on it. So
yeah, and people have to understand people have to understand one of the things that you do that not everyone does is you also buy it back. So there's a lot of feeling like safe and secure and your money's safe while it's sitting in gold and silver and the central bank, whatever they do with that, whatever comes of the stock market, because it's Goldman Sachs today is warning about that there's going to be a huge housing crash when they denied it for months and months. Then we're seeing like Jamie Dimon or other people coming out saying we have to reinvest in America or we're going to be in trouble. So a lot of these guys that were very, you know, nonchalant not too long ago are really putting up a lot of flags that people have to be very cautious and take care of themselves, but it can be a temporary thing because you will buy it back. Another thing, Andrew, I talked to a woman in Nashville that bought from you, and she actually bought from you because she wants to leave money to her grandchildren and to her children and is nervous about what's going on, be it with the market, or she took all her money out of the stock market, she said. And what she did was she bought gold through you and then put it in, I guess, in the name of some of her heirs or people that would be that she wanted to inherit this, to keep it in gold and silver, so it just maintains its autonomy from anything that could happen. But at the same time, have you found people doing that with putting away things for the future for their children and grandchildren?
Exactly. We do all the time. So today I actually received one, and I haven't talked with the client yet, but I did see the message from reception saying that that their mother, who was the purchaser of gold and silver from us on multiple occasions, had passed away, and they wanted to have a conversation with us about, or, well, with me specifically, about they want to know where all the assets are. So they know she has an IRA. They know she has physical gold and silver. They just want to know like how many invoices we have for her so that they can locate all of the gold and silver. And that's exactly what she wanted when she made those purchases. So I know it sounds like a very sad phone call, but this is exactly what she wanted. It's what she planned for. And she knew that she wasn't going to be here forever. And she's going to be able to transfer it outside of probate. Whereas,
what the woman was saying to me. She was saying that whenever she spoke to you and spoke about it, and she had funds like for each grandchild, and she's nervous and she's not in great health. And she said this, it just made more sense to her than to like risk it or whatever's going to happen. We know there's a controlled demolition of our dollar. We know that they're talking about, I mean, you said you've been hearing on even mainstream media news, local news in LA, them talking about the central bank digital currency danger.
Exactly. This morning I was at the gym they have the big row of TVs up at the top, and I looked at Channel 2 News. It said the Great Money Reset, and I couldn't believe it because we've been talking about it for like almost 2 years, and people don't want to believe that this is actually happening. And of course, we're not just sitting back and letting it happen. We're fighting back, and at the same time, we're preparing in case the bad guys win, which eventually things do change, and who knows, maybe they really will go to the central bank digital currency. I think they will. So we want to be prepared and figure out a way to maneuver around that.
Right. We have to decentralize out of them. Yeah. I mean, this is the best way. I mean, we've been saying it, you and I, now for 2.5 years, but I have to tell you, they are already in the implementation phase. They're going forward. This is not about your money. Because people keep saying, well, we already have credit cards. No. This is nothing to do with your credit card statement. Though I have to be honest, some of these credit card companies are in cahoots with the World Economic Forum and the ESG score. But this is a whole different level of controlling your money. We also all know that this upcoming tax season, after this, there's going to be a lot of AI, like constantly tracking people on a massive scale that's never happened before. This is all part of the new Biden executive order for the IRS. So people have to be very, very proactive right now. Protect your wealth with gold and silver. And like I said, with Andrew, at some point, I believe that we'll win here. Humanity is going to overcome. It always does. But in the meantime, be safe. And then if you want to sell it back, Andrew can always buy it back. And Andrew, I wanted to just, before we go, so you can go to themelkshow.com and you can go to the partners page and go down there. There's a form. And it's really important that you fill out the form with all your information. Andrew and I are pretty close. He doesn't share your info. He's not going to, there's nothing like that. It is really because he has hired so much staff that's very specialized for small amounts like me, or large amounts like people that have a lot of money, or 401ks, IRAs. You have different teams. So what should people be putting specifically in the form? It's very important because the faster they know who to put you with and team you up with to get answers, the quicker we can move this along.
Oh, absolutely. In the notes section, if you have a 401k that you want to roll over, please put that. If you have an IRA that you would like to roll over to hold gold and silver, put that in there. If you have a TSP or a 403b, put that in there. If you're working with $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, we will accept those transactions where in the past we have not. I will get you to someone that specializes in those transactions, and will show you how to get the best bang for your buck instead of to a different rep that handles maybe the larger accounts. And when you call them, I don't want you to get that feeling like, wow, they don't seem too thrilled to speak with me. We're thrilled to speak with everybody that calls in from the Mel Kay Show. So it all matters. If you're looking for the non-reportable gold and silver, put that in there. If you prefer gold over silver or silver over gold, we have somebody that's a specialist in basically anything that you could put in there. So it helps us help you better.
Great. And we just have to really make sure that also the reason Andrew and I are partnered, other than being good friends, is because he's a real patriot. He travels around the country talking to all kinds of people, with me, with other people like I do, kind of informing them and talking about what is going on. At the same time, we got to reinvest in our own country and people that are some dealers aren't necessarily, you know, patriots. They're in cahoots with different things. Andrew is a real champion of freedom and liberty. And this is what this is about. You got to keep your individual liberty, which means that your money and what you spend it on and where it goes is up to you. And that is what's in danger right now. Andrew, any last words for the folks? Anything you want to tell them before we wrap it up?
I would say reach out as soon as you possibly can. It's gold is going to skyrocket. And what's good for gold is great for silver. And I know a lot of people, they watch these shows all the time. They see us talk about gold and silver. I know that they intend to go on to melkgold.com and fill out the form, but haven't yet. But if you've been sitting on the fence, right now would be a good time to at least reach out and make the introduction. Because when gold and silver supply starts to get depleted again, you're going to want to have somebody that's in your corner that you have a relationship with that can help you obtain what you probably should have gotten before, but will help you still get it in a time when most people cannot.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Andrew. I just wanted you to jump on because I've been seeing so much stuff about this. And as I see the U.S. banks hoarding and stockpiling gold, I say we, the people of the United States, better watch that and do it ourselves now. That means something. It doesn't mean nothing. So I hope everyone fills out the form, goes to Mel K. Gold or the Mel K. Show Partners page, scroll down. Andrew is on our page. You fill out the form, fill it in totally. Also, your phone number, all that is totally safe. And thank you so much, Andrew. You've been an excellent partner. And I get so many nice responses in person when I meet people on the road and I get emails. So I thank you for being so good to the Mel K. Show and to our audience and for being such a good friend on this journey.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's Andrew Sorcini at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I'm here at the Mel K. Show. Last year, we helped so many patriots out there protect themselves against inflation with gold and silver. In 2023, we can show you how to preserve what you have, avoid further loss, and position you for greater things for your investments. So the best way for us to help you is for you to go to melkgold.com, fill out the online form, and put in as much information about yourself as you possibly can. The more information, the more we can help you. So do it right away. The time is crucial as we head into central bank digital currencies. We can show you how to protect your 401k or your IRA, and the costs are minimal.